Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite. Well, a big game yesterday, obviously an important win for St. Louis. A game in which the big three in Granderson, Polanco, and Pudge Rodriguez continue to be stymied. A game in which Carpenter showed what he's about. We're going to be talking with, coming up, Jim Beattie, who has been a general manager for two Major League Baseball teams, and with Bob Melvin to try to make some sense of this series. We're going to have some interesting quotes from yesterday's show to sprinkle in with Eric Burns about the way this Kenny Rogers thing has been handled. We're going to talk with Solomon Wilcots and his take on this, and Len Dawson, and we're going to be joined later in the show by Seth Joyner to talk about not only baseball, but of course the NFL and the quarterback situations around the league, whether it's Matt Hasselbeck's injury in Seattle, which will leave them extremely vulnerable with Seneca at quarterback and with their top running back out yet another week, and of course in Pittsburgh, and maybe even most strangely in Dallas, where it seems to me that the Cowboys have panicked a little bit in terms of going to Romo, whose only advantage over Drew Bledsoe is the fact that he is more mobile. And certainly against Carolina, certainly against a team with a tremendous pass rush, Romo will be an advantage, but he's inexperienced. And I still believe that this Drew Bledsoe situation is more a situation caused by lack of protection than anything else. If they can solve those problems, Drew Bledsoe is still their man. When we come back, we'll be talking with Jim Beattie and Bob Melvin about the World Series. And it may not be the great, exciting World Series where you've got teams from New York and Boston and the West Coast, but it still is a great baseball World Series. We'll be talking about it when we come back in just a minute. Stay with us. With me, Head Games Radio on Sports Byline.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Golf. America's in love with the game. Hi, I'm Jay Ritchie. Join me each week for Tee to Green, the golf show, where America talks golf. We'll have a lot of fun, and we're here to help you improve your game. We'll explore the country's best courses, check out the newest equipment, and we'll hear from some of the biggest names in the sport on Tee to Green, the golf show. Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, on Sirius Channel 122 and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Skin Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel has lecithin, lanolin, and beeswax, plus emu oil to penetrate and soften the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next step a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-981-7596. 800-981-7596. 800-981-7596.
Yes, I was fired. It happens to most coaches. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to just lie there in the fetal position and whimper?
Welcome to Ed Games Radio. We had an interesting conversation with Jim Beattie and Eric Burns, who's been covering the World Series with Fox and was on in the playoffs with ESPN, and we had an interesting quote from him. First of all, about Steve Palermo and the response of the officials, the guys that are supposed to know the rules, and Steve Palermo is one of the best. But with all due respect, Eric Burns wasn't real impressed.
It was on the other team that he might be doing it, and that's really the psychological win that he won.
Well, I think that, first of all, I talked to Steve Palermo, and Steve Palermo offered me the same explanation in the tunnel with three outs to go in the game. Nothing against Steve Palermo, and not that I think that he's fabricating what happened, but you know, for me, I'm looking at Kenny Rogers' hand, and that noticeable dirt mark appears not to be dirt. So if I'm looking at this situation, if I'm Tony La Russa, in Tony's defense, I don't think Tony knew exactly what was going on because he had a clubhouse kid come down and tell him something about it.
So we're joined by Jim Beattie, and just before we finish this off, it does find us all a little quizzical about why Tony La Russa didn't make a bigger deal of this. Jim Beattie, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, one of the things you talked about was the psychological win that Kenny Rogers had put in their hitters' minds that, you know, if he is or if he isn't, you know, let's take a look, and, you know, if he throws a pitch a certain way, maybe it's acting a little bit funny. If Tony La Russa, and again, for whatever reason, Tony dealt with the way he did, he could have approached it differently. I know that he almost apologized from his quotes in the paper. He almost apologized to his team for not being more aggressive on it, but he could have played the same mind game with Kenny Rogers, balking, really putting up a stink, causing a lot of problems for Kenny Rogers, getting him out of his rhythm, making him think that every little thing that he does out there will be under scrutiny. And that might have affected Rogers' approach as well. So the explanations that came from Rogers, that came from the umpires, the way it was handled, I think it allowed the game to go ahead smoothly. But I think, you know, there was an interesting quote by Frank Robinson the last couple of days where Frank said, you know, these coaches and managers have been with each other. They've moved around to different teams. There's friendship that has gone on in the game so that sometimes things aren't approached to help your team win. And he said Frank's approach, or his response to it was, there is no place in baseball, there is no place in sports for friendships like that when you're out there trying to win baseball games.
Well, I completely agree that I think this has everything to do with a long-term relationship and respect and friendship between Leland and La Russa, and he was not ready for it. Here's some more from Eric Burns.
Time around.
Well, he had respect for the pitcher, and for Kenny. I think he had respect for Jim Leland, and I think he had respect for the game of baseball, and he didn't want this to be more than controversy. But let me tell you something. I think baseball needs a little controversy. This is an American society that loves gossip, that loves controversy. And I'll tell you what, I think that this right here is actually good for the game. I think this might even help the ratings for Major League Baseball. Why do you think Fox was searching for something like this? Because this is a regionalized World Series. This is a World Series that the first game was one of the lowest rated World Series of all time because it's regionalized. You're talking about the same markets in Detroit and St. Louis. So I think this is good. The steroid controversy's over. The labor agreement's just about done. All of a sudden, here we have it. We got controversy again.
There we go. We got controversy. We also have Bob Melvin. Bob, how are you?
I'm good. Michelle.
Good. Well, you know, we're stirring this pot a little bit more because we know Kenny Rogers is going to come, and his second appearance will be met with, it'll be a little bit like T.O. coming back to Philadelphia, don't you think?
Well, yeah, there's definitely some controversy surrounding it, so, you know, he's going to have to deal with it. When something like that happens in a World Series, there's obviously a big stage that's watching you.
And as Jim Beattie said yesterday, any pitcher knows what's on his hand. I mean, come on, what do you think the chances are that any pitcher, I was a pitcher at Dartmouth with Jim back in the day many moons ago, and, you know, if you've got something like that on your hand, you're going to know about it.
Well, yeah, I certainly wouldn't argue that. I mean, you know, when it is cold like that, you've got a good curveball, a little pine tar will give you a little extra grip. You know, having said that, the guy's pitched great. And, you know, the next inning, all of a sudden it was off, and he still continued to pitch well. But, you know, like I was saying, in cold weather and the ball's a little slick, it's nice to have a little help to get some grip on it.
And the bottom line is he did have seven more outstanding innings. So let's focus on last night's game. Truly, Carpenter came into his own. He's had a great record, 1.81 earned run average at home in St. Louis. He showed it again. No walks, not even getting to a three-ball count. Jim Beattie, is that one of the more masterful World Series performances you've seen?
Well, yeah, even with the interview after the game, I think Chris Carpenter impressed himself the way that he was able to approach that. You know, he was outstanding all year long at home, so he was in an environment where he was very comfortable and went about his game plan. He approached his game plan with the help of his catchers, his backup catchers, you know, Dunk, the pitching coach. They all got together, and then it was just a matter of execution, and he was able to execute, put it all into play, and when that happens on that stage, as Bob said, at the World Series, that is an extra special feeling out there.
Well, let's talk about Pujols as well and the pressure that Roland and Edmonds have been feeling, and they have found their stride again. Certainly, most people would say that it would have been the strategic decision to look at walking Pujols in virtually every situation, and that would be effective if Roland and Edmonds weren't hitting. Bob Melvin, what is the importance of that in terms of the future strategy going into the last few games of the World Series when you've got your hitters behind Pujols hitting so well?
Well, those guys are the key. I mean, it's no longer a one-man show. And when St. Louis is good, in years past, it's been Roland and Edmonds. And those guys are, you know, very, very dangerous guys. They have experience. They've been in the playoffs before. And that really, for me, is the difference right now, is they're getting big hits, and those are the guys that they really have to count on.
And let's switch to the other side of the equation. Can you remember, either of you, a situation where your top three guys in Granderson, Polanco, and Pudge Rodriguez, who are the heart and soul of that Detroit lineup, coming from cold Detroit, coming down to St. Louis, but either place, they have been completely shut out. Polanco in particular, I think, hit 471 coming into the series. If they don't turn it around, do you think this series could be over for Detroit?
Well, Nick, they do have to score some runs. And as I said yesterday, I mean, I think that the way both teams were scoring run until really late in the game yesterday, but it was a 2-0 ball game for a long time, and I knew that Carpenter had to go out there with the mindset that he had to pretty much shut these guys down. He couldn't give up three runs or more, or he had a chance to get a loss out there. And for those guys, I mean, I think individually there may be all examples or reasons why they're not performing well. As you remember, Polanco missed a large part of the second half of the season when he was out, came back, and in cold weather, his shoulder may be bothering him again. You know, Pudge Rodriguez, you know, the drain of catching and doing everything else that he's doing, the same type of thing. They may, with Granderson, may have just said, you know, we figured out a little bit something here. He's a young player. He may be starting to press a little bit, trying to get something done. And when those guys don't get on, when they don't get on in front of the big three, four, five hitters, it makes it a little bit easier to pitch to them. We saw that yesterday when Preston Wilson was a big plus for that lineup because he got on. Eckstein got on. He got on. Now you've got first and second, no one out. What are you going to do with Pujols? You have to pitch to him pretty much. You don't want to put bases loaded out there with no out. So you pitch carefully. Hopefully he gets himself out, which he doesn't do very often. And as a result, it turned out that they were able to score some runs early and score some runs late with the early guys, the 1-2 guys getting on base.
Well, Wilson, too, you got to give Lewis a credit for knowing that Wilson, I think, was something like 5 for 5 or 5 for 6 against Robertson. But Robertson played, pitched a pretty darn good game. What about Leland's move there to come in with the bases loaded, calm him down, say, hey, listen, you're going to give up those two runs. Don't worry about that. Bob Melvin, is that the kind of advice that you give to your guys when you know that they've got the bases loaded, that sometimes the tendency is to worry about making every pitch perfect rather than, hey, taking care of being bold, not losing that aggressiveness?
Yeah, you want to minimize the damage right there, and that was what he was telling him. He says, you know, things don't look great right here, and you'll probably give up a run or two, but, you know, if we can minimize that where we are in the game, we still have a good chance to win this game. And, you know, he's done that a few times over the course of the series, and it's worked out well for him.
Okay, so let's move on to the theme of the delay. The one-week delay for Detroit almost hindering them from being so successful in the previous series, and in particular, two-week delay for Zumaya, who comes in. They said they had been working, Pudge Rodriguez had been working with the pitchers on the fundamentals, that situation where he goes to third rather than second for the double play. Is that a normal reaction for a pitcher? I mean, you're trying to get the lead man. Why was that not the normal thing to do?
Well, Bob, I know Bob would talk to you blue in the face about fundamentals and spring training, pitchers' fundamentals. And right before that play, Zumaya should have turned around to his infield, or his infield should have gotten Zumaya's attention saying, listen, a ball back to you, I'm taking it at second base. That communication, then you go in and you have that in your mind when you make your pitch. It seemed like, or it would appear, that that did not happen in the competition in the moment. And Zumaya, with the ball, naturally turned him that way, and he went to third, which... you cannot get a double play pretty much going that way, and you want to go, the lead runner is not the most important guy when you've got no outs. You're trying to get two outs, so then with a guy on third with two outs, all you have to do is get the hitter.
Well, let's focus on in these last few minutes of this segment of the show with the matchup for tonight, Jeremy Bonderman and Jeff Stupan. A lot of pressure on Bonderman. What would be your advice to him going into the game tonight, Bob Melvin?
Well, I try to put too much pressure on yourselves. You know, it's a huge game for Detroit. You know, last night if Detroit wins, they're in the driver's seat with Carpenter pitching the game that he did, you know, at home. Now, you know, it swung from we're pretty lopsided going in to now St. Louis having the advantage. So this is a huge game, but you don't want a kid like that going out there and putting too much pressure on himself, because usually that'll show up in the first couple innings. And I think it's important that Detroit does not get behind by too much early in the game. And I think you know, if Jim were to script this out over there, they'd like to score first and kind of take a little pressure off.
What about Supon, Jim Beattie?
Well, Soup's done tremendous in the playoffs. He has come up in some big games for them, and I think Bob hit it right. The most important thing for Detroit defensively is to score some runs offensively early in the game and let Bonderman settle down. If Bonderman goes out there three or four innings and it's still 0-0, I think it may get a little bit tighter. Supon is definitely more comfortable in that situation, more experienced. I don't know the matchups against Bonderman, how that would work out with their hitters with St. Louis, but I know that he's got some great stuff, so it could be a very good matchup again tonight, and I expect a low-scoring ball game.
Bob Melvin, do you move Sean Casey up in the lineup, maybe even take out Polanco or one of those top three?
There's a chance. You know, it's where he hit most of the season. I don't blame Jim for moving him down a little bit, having missed the series before. And, you know, it worked well for him. Polanco had a tremendous series. But, you know, sometimes when you're struggling a little bit offensively and Jim's not afraid to make some moves to try to get a little bit of a scenery change, it wouldn't surprise me if he did it.
So what would be the most important move? I mean, Leland's style is to keep his guys feeling confident, but they've got to try something different. Why is St. Louis being so tremendously effective against those first three?
Well, you know, for me, it's St. Louis has always been the best at attacking hitters' weaknesses. You know, I've seen it many times. Dave Duncan's about as good as they get. They do a lot of homework and know the league very well and know exactly the hitter's strengths and weaknesses. And when you get a guy like Supon when he's on, or Carpenter's when he's on, even if you don't have great stuff, if you have great command and you know where the weaknesses are and you can expose them, with veteran guys like that, you're going to have success.
When we come back, we're going to have our picks for the next couple games from two of the best in the game, Bob Melvin, manager of the Diamondbacks, and Jim Beattie, in just a second. Stay with us. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market.
But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's, plus the Guide to Building Wealth, and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S.
Call now, 800-828-2639. That's 800-828-2639.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right. No monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4280. 800-995-4280.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-50-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-50-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-50-GO-WIN. Call now.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Welcome back to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline. Jeremy Bonderman against Jeff Suppan. Jeff Suppan has been super. He's 1-0 with an 0.60 earned run average in the two National League Championship Series starts. Let's start with Jim Beattie. Do you think that's going to continue tonight?
Oh, I think it's got a great chance of continuing. I like for tonight with the matchups, just because they the way they check out, I like the Cardinals for tonight. I'd say that it is going to go back to Detroit, though, for at least one game and possibly two. But I think that the Cardinals at home are going to take two out of three. That's my kind of pick out of my pocket.
What about you, Bob Melvin?
Well, I wouldn't argue it. You know, going in, it really looked like Detroit with the momentum and the firepower had a decided advantage. But with Edmonds and Rowan coming back and now experience showing up a little bit in the layoff that I think affect the Tigers some, especially with, you know, Rodney and Zamaya looked like they were a little rusty yesterday. St. Louis has definitely, you know, gained a serious advantage. But if Detroit, you know, scores some runs tonight, I still think it's going to be a real competitive series.
And Bonderman, you got to give him credit. I mean, he was the starting pitcher in the clinching wins against both the Yankees and the Athletics. So I think he's going to come into this game with some confidence. I look for it to be another well-pitched game. And I think I agree with you, Jim Beattie, that this is going back to Detroit, that somehow Detroit's going to find a way to win tomorrow's game. But tonight it belongs to St. Louis. Well, guys, thanks again, as always. We'll check in with you maybe on Friday for a final analysis before the weekend. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Nick.
Switching over to the NFL beat, Seth Joyner, before we switch to football, any take on this World Series? I mean, mean, is it kind of interesting for you to look at a St. Louis team that won only 83 games, and yet they look as dangerous or more than Detroit?
Well, Nick, that's the whole point of getting into the big dances. Once you get there, you just never know what can happen. You know, they faltered towards the end of the season. But, you know, in all sports, things seem to go in cycles. And it just seems like, you know, they're catching fire and playing some great baseball right now. And they've got the momentum.
Well, this week is the week of the quarterback and the offensive line. We've talked about, we tried to cover how important offensive lines are to the effectiveness and the confidence of a quarterback on a number of shows. And yesterday's show, we talked to Len Dawson about it, and specifically, of course, in reference to this interesting controversy. Everybody loves a controversy in Dallas.
There is nothing you can do as a quarterback if you're not getting any time to throw the football, because pass patterns, so much of the pass patterns take time to develop, and you need that protection to let that thing work out. And I'm looking at Drew Brees, and that, you know, sometimes they didn't even slow down those defensive linemen. And I'm watching some of these games where they didn't even block the defensive linemen. Now, the Arizona didn't anyway. So Kansas City had that problem early on this season, and they were getting swamped there. I mean, the quarterbacks got knocked out, one of them, Trent Green, and they harassed the other quarterback where he was only taking a one-step drop before throwing the ball, because that's about all the time he needed. Fortunately for Kansas City, they have improved and are doing a better job of not only throwing the football, but the last ball game, running the football as well. So I'll tell you what, that's an interesting situation in Dallas as to what Parcells is going to do, whether he's going to give the young quarterback an opportunity to start and go the whole game, or whether he'll go back to Drew Bledsoe.
That's Len Dawson, who's our regular Monday morning quarterback, joining us on Tuesday. What would you do in this situation, going up next week against Carolina and Julius Peppers, just because Romo, and I believe in mobile quarterbacks, I believe that the plays are never going to be perfectly executed every time. I believe that Drew Bledsoe is vulnerable when there is extra pressure. But would you go to Romo at this time?
I think they have to, just because, you know, he gives them an opportunity to move the pocket and do some different things. You know, Len made some fantastic points, Nick, but I think the one point that everybody is really not paying a whole lot of attention to is that, you know, a running game is a quarterback's best friend. And when you look at teams that struggle to protect the quarterback, whether it be the Dallas Cowboys, whether it be the Arizona Cardinals, no matter who it is, the most glaring problem with these offenses is the fact that they can't keep defenses honest by running the football. They have not run the ball well, and when you don't run the ball well early in the game, and more importantly, when you get behind, you put your offense in a situation where the defense is not respecting even when you run the ball, and they're going to get pressure. And if that's the case, okay, when I look at the Dallas Cowboys, you know, they've always been a running team. You know, under Bill Parcells, he's always been a running team, and, you know, we're going to pass the ball off the run. Well, I think, you know, they're going to have to reevaluate how they do things. I think early in the game they're going to have to throw the ball more on first down, take some, you know, some short passes and try to, you know, create second and short, third and short situations instead of running the ball on first down in a predictable manner, because a lot of teams are walking down in the eight-man fronts and putting them in situations where they're making it more difficult, making the situation more difficult than it already is. So, you have to look at all of those dynamics. You know, you can't protect your quarterback if you don't run the football. And those things, you know, really go hand in hand. When you look at the successful teams, they run the ball well, and, you know, conversely, you know, they're able to throw the ball well.
We got Solomon Wilcott, who joined us yesterday, talking about that very thing, that the protection schemes are really the key. And let me ask you this. What is wrong with Julius Jones, who had a tremendous year a couple years ago, decent year last year? Why is he showing occasional inspiration? But most of the time, what has been the problem with him? He seems to have adequate talent. He seems to be healthy. What is the problem with Julius Jones on that running game in Dallas?
I think, you know, with any unit, be it, you know, the defense or the offense, everything starts with the guys up front. If the guys up front aren't getting the job done, then it makes it that much more difficult for the guys that are behind them to get the job done. And Dallas' offensive line just isn't getting the job done when it comes to running. Anytime the running back gets the ball in the backfield and gets hit before he gets to the line of scrimmage,
you've got offensive line issues. And I don't care, you know, if you bring, you know, Walter Payton back in his heyday, if you bring Jim Brown back in his heyday, or you bring Emmitt Smith or Barry Sanders back in his heyday, if those guys touch the ball in the backfield and they can't get to the second line of defense before somebody puts a hand on them, they're not going to be effective. You know, so Julius Jones, for all the talent and all the ability that he has, can't get it done all by himself. Those guys up front have to dominate the line of scrimmage. They have to control the line of scrimmage in order for him to do his job.
Here's Solomon Wilcots on that very subject.
Now are second-guessing themselves big time. They have started out the season believing that they had a team that could make it to a Super Bowl. And now they seem to be thinking that Drew Bledsoe is the biggest liability with their football team. And I still believe that, you know what, they're questioning the fact that he's not mobile. He can't run around like Tony Romo. Well, that's the only thing Tony Romo has that maybe Drew Bledsoe doesn't have. I still believe that the quarterback doesn't necessarily have to be a guy who can run around that. He has to be able to make plays with his mind, be able to make good decisions with the football. There's no way you can tell me that they stand a better chance of winning games with Tony Romo.
That's Solomon Wilcots. When we come back, we'll talk some more about this and other quarterback situations around the league with Seth Joyner, coming up Chris Mortensen from ESPN in just a second. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline. Stay with us.
In today's active world, everyone is turning to exercise and sports to stay young and keep in shape. Both activities can be painful. And what about the aches and pains of arthritis and tendonitis as we age? Now, there's an over-the-counter product with active ingredients that can help relieve pain quickly. It's called Blue Goo. Blue Goo is loaded with emu oil, MSM, eucalyptus oil, glucosamine, chondroitin, and other healthful ingredients that give you lasting pain relief. Whether it's muscle strains and sprains, tendonitis, headaches, back and neck aches, arthritis, or joint pain relief, Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel is for you. It's fast, effective, and affordable. Blue Goo, the real pain reliever, is available in the analgesic department. Or ask your pharmacist for Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel. Accept no substitutes. Make sure it's Blue Goo, the only name to trust in pain relief. Let Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel work for you. Blue Goo, if you have a problem or pain, we have a solution. Blue Goo.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-503-MEGA, 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA.
I'm Dave Meltzer, host of the Sports Byline Radio Network, and if you're a fan of pro wrestling and want to know what's happening before anybody else, you should subscribe to the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. It comes out every week, and it covers wrestling all over the world. The biggest names in pro wrestling and the most knowledgeable fans all subscribe to it as the leading source of inside information anywhere. Just go to www.wrestlingobserver.com, and there's information on how to get a subscription. If you go to the website right now, you can even get information on how to get a couple of free issues of your choice. So go to www.wrestlingobserver.com.
The Fantasy Football Starters Radio Show has a special offer only for our listeners. Go to fantasyfootballstarters.com and sign up for the Power Package right now for only $19.95. That's all of their premium web tools designed to help you win in fantasy football. All you have to do is mention you heard it on the radio through Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122. And be sure to listen to Fantasy Football Starters with Russ Bliss. Saturdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network and Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 122.
It takes the same thing to get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose. You know, it's not the NBA where you got a 7-game series once you get in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now, back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
Welcome back to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline. We're joined by Chris Mortensen, who is our 007 around the league. Chris, how are you?
Good, Nick. How are you doing?
Good. Chris, let me ask you this, because I've had people ask me about your job and how you seem to have the inside scoop. Just how many calls a day do you make to the general managers, and is it the general managers that give you the most intelligence around the league?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I feel it's really pretty evenly distributed among players, coaches, and front office people, and then, you know, obviously league and union people. So it's a, I would hope that it's a pretty thorough network of people that I talk to, and that's the way it should be.
So let's get to the most important question about intelligence. If you're the head of the CIA in Iraq, how do you develop trustworthy contacts? I mean, seriously, what you have done in the NFL is you depend on guys that have given you good intelligence over the years. Isn't it the case that some people seem to always be on target, and those are the guys, those are your go-to guys that you stay with in regular contact?
Well, Nick, for me, some of it goes back to basic journalism 101, which is, you know, just dealing with the facts of any story that you hear about or what have you, and then yes, then measuring your sources. And sometimes the great thing is always is if you can get your sources to be on the record, that's the golden thing. But often they, you know, they don't, and then it's a matter of what's their track record. In other words, like, you know, have what they have told me, has it always been the truth? Has it been the 100% truth? And certainly, and then, you know, I'm always suspicious, even when I get a call from a friendly source, or if they call me and they've told me some information, I will question their motives, because the motive is part of something you have to measure, too.
Well, as they talked to Jerry Jones yesterday, he said he was surprised. He actually admitted that he thought that their best bet would be Drew Bledsoe in the long haul for the playoffs as well. One more quote from Solomon Wilcott from yesterday's show about the fact that maybe it's not just Drew Bledsoe's fault that the protection schemes end up being the problem.
This player at the quarterback position, they need to look at their protection schemes. They need to look at protecting him up the middle, keeping him standing upright so that Drew Bledsoe can put his best foot forward. I think that Drew Bledsoe gives them the best chance of winning ball games. And I think the fact that he's not mobile, in my mind, there's been a lot of quarterbacks who've played a lot of games and gone to the Hall of Fame without being mobile, simply because they make good decisions and they can make the throw.
So, Chris Mortensen, do you think this is the right decision?
Well, I think it probably is. And by the way, I mean, I agree with Solomon a lot, because I believe it is true that you know, that this has always been about protection. That was the issue going. The reason that this was discussed internally with the Cowboys all off season, because the issue was, okay, when Drew is protected, he's about as good as anybody in the league. But can we protect him? We got a left tackle coming off major knee surgery, a right tackle shaky. You know, the left guard, Marco Rivera, he's had back surgery. So the issue has always been, can we protect Drew Bledsoe? And if we can't, then is it time to go to Romo? And I might add one other thought on that. Listen, the mobile quarterbacks, I mean, Michael Vick got sacked 7 times by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, so it's not always about mobility, but I will say this. The other issue with Bledsoe that you'll never hear them say publicly is they felt at the end of last year he was starting to see the pass rush. In other words, as opposed to feeling the pass rush. And that's usually a bad sign for a quarterback.
Well, and you've seen that in Washington as well. And, I mean, if I've been hit that many times, I guess I'd be the same way.
Yeah.
Joyner, as a linebacker, and you're looking at the mistakes, the bad decisions, very bad, rash decisions that Romo made 2 consecutive times in that fourth quarter. Otherwise, they would have been right in the game. What are you going to do to keep Romo from gaining any confidence in that first game back?
Well, you know, it'll be interesting, because I don't think Parcells is going to give Romo a pass here just because he's young, because you heard him, I heard him the other night. He didn't give him a pass on Monday night for throwing 3 interceptions. He said, hey, he's been here 4 years. So they've been nursing along this process. So I don't know. I mean, obviously they'll play some to Tony's strength, but this is a guy who's gotten a lot of repetitions. As you know, he played in preseason more than any backup quarterback in history of football. And so, you know, they're on the road. And by the way, people think, why start a quarterback on the road against Carolina Panthers? Well, one of the reasons why they're doing it is for that very reason, because the last time Drew played on the road in Philadelphia, the crowd noise affects your pass protection. Your linemen are always a little bit at a disadvantage in those road environments, and so that's another reason why Romo's playing. Now, I'll say this, if Romo doesn't play well, we'll see Drew Bledsoe again.
Seth Joyner, what are you going to do if you're Carolina to keep Romo on the run?
I think, you know, you look at the last couple of games, he continue to do the same things that a lot of the other defenses, you know, have done. And you know, just to go back, you know, I kind of disagree with the whole point that that Drew Bledsoe, you know, is the best option that they have. You know, that no matter who the quarterback is going to be, they're going to have, you know, protection issues. And to Mort's point, yes, you know, Michael Vick got sacked 7 times, but look at all the other plays that he made with his legs when he was able to move the pocket. And when you're playing the game, every play that you run, there is that opportunity that that play is not gonna transpire exactly the way that you drew it up. So, would I rather have a guy, you know, that when the play breaks down, that he completely breaks down, or would I rather have a guy that you have the option that he can get out of the pocket, move his feet, and make some plays with his feet? I think that, you know, Tony Romo gives him the best chance. And, you know, it's not just that Drew is a guy that can't move. You know, you have to bring into effect, you know, his decision-making the last couple of games is really what has put Dallas behind the eight ball. The interception that he's thrown, his turnovers in the red zone, that to me is the biggest knock on Drew right now, is that he's not making great decisions. And in a veteran quarterback, that is the thing that you look at more than anything else, more than a quarterback who hasn't played that much, is that he makes the right decisions. When it's not there, you throw it away. You take the 3 points. You don't give up points and put a team in a position where they steal the momentum from you, you know, and they're able to, you know, win the game that way. I think, you know, that's the biggest knock with Drew right now. Not so much as the protection, because he can't do anything about the protection. But what he can do is make proper decisions. When it's not there, get rid of it. Make the plays when they present themselves, and he's just not doing that right now.
We're talking with Chris Mortensen from ESPN, and that was Seth Joyner, who's a regular on Jim Rome. And I wanted to add a little bit of pepper to this discussion with one more comment from yesterday's show with Len Dawson.
Who are the two best quarterbacks in the league? Would it be Peyton Manning and perhaps Tom Brady? Are they running quarterbacks? No, they are not. They're intelligent quarterbacks, and they're very accurate quarterbacks, but they're not that mobile of quarterbacks. You can't do it, period. If you don't protect your quarterback, your passing game is not going to be worth the darn. You have to be able to do that. You know, they should start with the offensive line. That's the problem. It's not Drew Bledsoe and his ability to throw the football, because he can throw the ball about as accurately as anybody in the game, but he does need time to do that.
So, Seth Joyner, staying with the protection schemes, what on earth was Dallas doing to release a LeVar Arrington to wreak his fury on Bledsoe in the end zone?
Oh, I mean, we've talked about it. You know, everybody's talked about the fact that they're not protecting properly. I think when you have protection problems, you know, you have to address it in a number of ways. Either A, you've got to zone it, or B, you know, you've got to max protect and send two guys out and say, you know what, one of these two guys has just got to get open. But we're going to protect our quarterback, you know, with the rest of our people. We're going to put one guy, two guys, you know, if necessary, into the pass route. And if it's not there, we're going to throw it away, we're going to punt, we're going to play defense. You know, that's the way you approach it, you know. But to continuously send 3, 4, 5 guys out into the route, you know, and rely on a malign offensive line that hasn't been able to get it done all year long, I mean, you're just beating your head against the wall.
Guys, let's switch over to some of the other situations around the league. First, let's start with the Seattle situation with Hasselbeck. I think the general conclusion is that it was not a dirty play, the roll-up on him, but it still leaves Seattle extremely vulnerable. Chris, how do you read the situation? Is Seattle going to be able to make it through this 3 games?
Well, I got a feeling that if they win 1 out of 3, they're fine. I mean, they're in a division. Obviously, the Rams are better than people thought they were. But their still schedule is very manageable, that they can survive this 3-game stretch without a doubt. And Seneca Wallace, listen, the guy has some, you know, if the Seahawks thought there was a better number 2 to go out there and get, they had that opportunity in the offseason. And I know they considered it because they'd like to see Seneca involved in the offense more, maybe in an Antoine Randall role. But the bottom line is that they need Sean Alexander back, and that's going to take one more game, too.
And then moving on to Pittsburgh, Seth Joyner, when Big Ben's MRI comes back normal, that's good news for them. But it also points out the fact that two potential concussions a few months apart could be a long-term issue that people didn't anticipate. And do you see that Ben Roethlisberger is going to be able to be the kind of consistent performer the rest of the year that people have thought that he would be going into the season?
Well, I think everything basically boils down to whether he can stay healthy or not. You know, the only plus that he has in you know, behind him is the fact that he's a young guy and he, you know, probably can heal a lot faster than, you know, an older player under the same circumstances. But, you know, he's been up and down. He was starting to come around, and now this injury, you know, puts him behind the eight ball again. When he comes back, the question of timing and rhythm and all of those things will resurface again. But, you know, there's no doubt that the kid can play. You know, he's just going through a bad stretch right now. And you know what? Every player, every quarterback, you know, that plays in the game goes through those types of situations. And he's just got to suck it up and get through it. And you know, I get a feeling that once he's 100% healthy again and once they're healthy on defense again, I think you're going to see the old Pittsburgh Steelers that we saw last year.
So, Chris Mortensen, what are the chances that Pittsburgh can right their ship? I mean, they dug themselves a hole at 7-5 last year, but this is a whole lot different situation.
Well, except that you look at their schedule, and they got the tough part of their schedule out of the way. I mean, other than the divisional games, which, you know, you're going to have to win anyway. I think they can dig out of the hole. And, you know, the one thing on concussion I'd like to add, just in speaking with Trent Green Saturday night, you know, Trent's frustration is a lot of people's frustrations they have concussions. It's not like an ACL or a broken bone where they can tell you, hey, it's going to take this amount of time. Every brain is different, and they're just still now learning about the science of concussion. So, you know, you hear good things on this one that he probably will bounce back quicker.
Well, guys, thanks for joining me. And Chris, as always, we appreciate it. We'll check in from you from time to time to get the double O intelligence around the league. But thanks for the awesome job you do around the league, my friend.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, sir. Seth Joyner, appreciate it as well. And when are you coming on Jim Rome next?
November 7th through the 10th.
Okay, buddy. Well, appreciate your coming on the show as always. Get back to that golf game at Desert Mountain, and we'll check in with you later.
All right, Nick. Take care.
Thanks, Seth. When we come back, final comment about the San Diego situation and whether San Diego itself can come back not only from losing Sean Merriman, but some other injuries on that team, whether they can make it through another difficult. This is the testing ground, the middle of the season. The teams that can somehow marry their strategy and know that they were going to have to deal with injuries, they're going to have to deal with controversies. This is what coaching strategy in the NFL is all about. We'll be right back. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline. Stay with us.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, because chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. Here's the number, 1-800-471-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free, and there's no obligation. Call Matrix Direct now, 1-800-471-TERM, 1-800-471-TERM. That's 1-800-471-TERM. Call now.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now I've been on Avacor, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-450-9743 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-450-9743. All of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free.
Avacor really works. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's 800-450-9743. 800-450-9743.
Don't let the high cost of healthcare keep you from getting critical medical care when you desperately need it. Because now there's an affordable solution. Prudent Choice is a healthcare discount program that gives you and your family discounts of 10 to 60% off the cost of doctors, dentists, hospitals, prescription drugs, and more. With a provider network of over 850,000 doctors, hospitals, dentists, and pharmacies, Prudent Choice members can easily take advantage of cost savings nationwide. Even chiropractic, hearing, and vision care are included. And here's the best part. $39.99 per month covers all your health care needs. That's little more than a dollar a day for all the health care services you'll need. Don't let the high cost of medical care stand in the way of you and your family's good health. Call Prudent Choice now at 1-800-231-0429. That's 1-800-231-0429. Call now. Get $300 in healthcare services free. Call in the next 9 minutes, and with annual membership, get 2 months free. Call Prudent Choice at 1-800-231-0429. 1-800-231-0429.
Welcome back to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline. We want to thank our guest today, Bob Melvin, manager for the Diamondbacks, Jim Beatty, who I hope somebody realizes what a great talent he is as a general manager in Major League Baseball. We want to thank Chris Mortensen, our sleuth on the loose around the NFL and ESPN, and, of course, Seth Joyner, who covers the gamut of sports with us. But a couple more comments about this week in the NFL. Len Dawson brought up the idea that some quarterbacks seem to have that intuition, that sense of how to protect the ball and not make the big mistakes.
And the one thing, see, as a quarterback, you don't want to do. You want to protect the football. You don't want to throw interceptions, and you don't want to get sacked for losses because that makes it too tough to maintain a drive. Now, they changed the rules for the quarterbacks today where you can get outside the pocket, throw the darn thing away. That's not a penalty. It used to be a penalty for intentional grounding, but they can get away with that now. So quarterbacks have to be smart enough to know what they can and what they cannot do. And what one thing you cannot do, you know, how many times have you seen a quarterback stripped of the ball? He stand back there in the pocket. He's oblivious to the fact that there's people all around him, and he does not protect the quarterback. They're taught to strip him of that ball, and you see it practically in every football game every weekend in the National Football League. So quarterbacks have to be intelligent enough to do a couple of things, and that is protect that football, don't take a loss, and don't take a chance on an interception. Now,
and yet, time and time again, especially because the injury situation is so consistent around the league, that at some point in the season, your quarterback's going to take a hit, and you're going to have to figure out how well-prepared your backup guy is. It seems to be some coaches understand that. That's why we come back to New England. And, A, the fact that Tom Brady and, of course, Peyton Manning seem to be able to take those hits, not get injured, but also the fact that they think and anticipate those unpredictable situations. Speaking of that, moving on to San Diego, Solomon Wilcox and his take on what San Diego is facing.
More than just a physical presence on the field, I think he is an emotional leader also. And remember, they had already lost one starting linebacker in Steve Foley. Sean Phillips is also out. So I think it's going to hurt them significantly, but I still think they're a very good football team. They'll have to still go out and try to win games, but it won't be as easy without Sean Merriman in the lineup.
All right, well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, Solomon, as always. Leonard Dawson, final thoughts on what this means for San Diego. We got 15 seconds.
Well, not only the linebacker, but also Phillips also got hurt in the Kansas City game. That is a big blow, and it's a big blow in the ball game. And I really don't understand how anybody could get steroids. You know, with all the notoriety that's going around, how could you take a chance on anything? And
how could you? So we'll find out what happens with the grievance, with the appeal in Sean Merriman's case. But the bottom line is some teams, whether it's Cincinnati or San Diego, seem to be biting themselves in the foot just when they have a chance to find that normalcy, to find that balance, to find that place where they can play with aggressiveness and they know who they can depend on. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. Thanks for joining us today. Tomorrow, a very, very special show, exclusive.